History of Apple Pie, featuring Gary Jarman from The Cribs, and Shake before that, Stereo Pole, new single from them, and Hourglass. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Brentwood's only alternative with me, Eddie Carey, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio today by Sister Ray. Hello, Sister Ray.
Hello.
How you doing? Good, good. I'm delighted that you're here for the first time. Thank you very much. Welcome to Brentwood. Hope it's not a traumatic experience for you. You're kind of local. We'll explore your localness later on. But for now, we've got three songs coming up, haven't we? So we're gonna hear three songs acoustic, and then we're gonna come back and have a chat. So, what's the first song that we got coming up?
It's Morning After Blues. This one, first one.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
You can drop the bomb, but it isn't gonna be long, 'cause I saw you dancing to the last song, and you had me caught, gave me food for thought. I got the morning after blues, I got drink on my shirt and sick on my shoes, and I never seem to win. I just get high to lose, I just get high to lose. And all the money I spent, I don't know where it all went. And the things I said, I should have gone home to bed. And the friends I lost, well, it comes with a cost. I got the morning after blues, I got drink on my shirt and sick on my shoes, and I never seem to win. I just get high to lose, I just get high to lose. And now I'm sitting all alone, can't stand to look at my phone for what I might see. Oh, this night's gonna haunt me, and I didn't sleep a wink. And now I'm too tired to think. I got the morning after blues, I got drink on my shirt and sick on my shoes, and I never seem to win. I just get high to lose, I just get high to lose. I got the morning after blues, I got drink on my shirt and sick on my shoes, and I never seem to win. I just get high to lose, I just get high to lose, I just get high to lose. Let's all get high to lose.
I always have to apologise because the band always outnumbers the number of people who are clapping because we didn't have an audience, but that's fantastic.
Should we give ourselves a round of applause?
Yeah, you're welcome to, yeah. If you like, at the end of the song, you're more than welcome to. Okay, so that was Morning After Blues. Thank you very much as well for the last minute change in lyrics, just so that we can get past Ofcom's censors. Much appreciated. Okay, we're going to have another song. The next song, I do believe, is a free download at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, that's a single.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so this is Rolling Over. So when you're ready, take it away.
Thank you.
taking over from the start and tearing all my love apart. I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know what you're trying to prove. Trying to prove, rolling over. I just don't know how you've got me rolling over. I just don't know how you've got me. Listen to me, won't you just slow down? Just keep our feet firmly on the ground. You've got me rolling over. Oh, won't you come just a little closer, rolling over. I just don't know how you've got me rolling over. Won't you just slow down?
Very nice indeed, Rolling Over. And that's, yeah, current single, yeah?
Yeah, that was our, yes, our latest single.
Yeah, current single, fantastic. Okay, we're going to have one more song from yourselves, and then we're going to have a little bit of a break, and then we'll come back and have a chat. So, your final song tonight, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, this one's Not the Same Girl. We recently recorded it.
Yeah, we've only...
put it out.
It was only been heard by people that have seen us live lately. It's a pretty new song.
Very new indeed.
It will be released very soon, so.
Okay.
It's a little bit of an exclusive for people. Then.
Great, so when you're ready.
Appearances can be deceiving. Who I saw you with this evening, he was standing there having a smoke. Comes across as the kind of bloke that doesn't shy away from trouble. All change when he's at a double. To be seen in a tangle, result of too many drinks he can't handle. And it didn't seem like your place. Then again, you were off of your face. Mascara running down your cheeks. This ain't the same girl I saw last week. You're a mass of contradictions. I can't tell between fact and fiction. Are you coming or going? A thin line you seem to be towing. The flashing lights come blaring past. These young pretenders, they never last. You're sweating cold and you're feeling tense. Just keep silent and protect your defense. I and it didn't seem like your place. But then again, you were off your face. Mascara running down your cheeks. This ain't the same girl I saw last week. And it didn't seem like your place. But then again, you were off your face. Mascara running down your cheeks. This ain't the same girl I saw last week. And it didn't seem like your place. But then again, you were off your face. Mascara running down your cheeks. This ain't the same girl I saw last week. Oh no.
Yeah, very good. Not the same girl, that was, wasn't it? Yeah, not the same girl. Brilliant. Okay, three fantastic songs from our guest tonight, Sister Ray. We'll be back, and we're going to be having a chat with them straight after this. The sound, of course, of the Stone Roses, and she bangs the drums. You're listening to Phoenix FM, Brentwood's only alternative, and in the studio we have, let me get this right, Niall, Dan and Michael, is that right?
Spot on.
Brilliant, okay, I knew we'd get there in the end. We have three quarters of Sister A. Well, thank you very much for the session, you're happy with that? Sounded good?
Yeah, brilliant, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem at all, no problem. You've been together as a band for about 2 years or so, so you're not a brand new band.
Yeah,
but
I've been gigging for about 2 years, yeah. 2 years in September.
2 years, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, how did you all get together? Have you sort of known each other a long time?
It's a funny old story. I've been playing guitar for a few years, writing songs and whatnot. And it's my brother who plays the drums, Ryan, who's not here today. And it's funny because he'd been playing drums for a while and I've been playing guitar for a while. We never done anything together and we just decided to just bang out a few tunes together. Thought, yeah, sound all right. Just get a singer on board. Put an ad out and then Niall replied.
Yeah, so I saw their ad on to join my band. It's like a site that you can go on and then you see people who have like, got similar influences and stuff. So then I met Dan and Mike. No, it was Dan and Ryan, wasn't it? Yeah. And then Dan convinced Mike to come in on bass.
Well, there's a funny story about getting Mike on board, because for us in the deep end, I booked a gig in Camden, and we needed a bass player about 3 weeks before the gig, and it was Mike's birthday, we was at camping, and I was like, Mike had never picked up a bass guitar before.
Right. Played guitar.
I played guitar for a few years.
Yeah. I was like, Mike, well, play bass? And he was like, yeah, all right. He had three weeks to learn about, seven songs.
And borrowed a mate's bass from Argos.
And learn bass at the same time. Yeah.
But you managed it all right, obviously, yeah. Oh, that's good. And you're fairly... So these ads that people put in the paper to ask for people, they do work sometimes, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I was on this site, I met a few people from it, and some were... I'd like some Ryan nut jobs, so yeah, I was happy when I met Dan and Ryan.
Excellent. And you're fairly are you all sort of fairly local to each other? I think you're not local, but you're fairly local to here.
Yeah, fairly. Yeah, like Camden's easy enough for us to get to when
we're all local from here, apart from Noel.
Yeah, right. So I'm right at my other side, I suppose.
Oh, like, wow, so you've come quite a long way today then, yeah?
Yeah, the thing is, like, once you get on the central line, it doesn't take that long, so it's about under an hour still to get it. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. And Hornchurch, did I hear?
Hornchurch, yes. Yeah.
So that's kind of local.
Basically,
sort of,
Brentwood.
I would say we're basically broadcasting to Hornchurch, about edge of our area. That's right. Growing all the time. Why choose the name Sister Ray? A bit of a pop quiz.
Well, I'm a massive Velvet Underground
fan. That's the right answer, I didn't know whether you were going to go for the Velvet Underground or whether you were going to go for the record shop.
Yeah, well, everyone says the record shop. I do love the record shop. I mean, I used to go there when I used to bunk off college and...
Same here.
Go up here. Oxford Street and go to Sister A and get a few cheap records from there and whatnot. I love it.
It's Berwick Street, isn't it? I think...
Yeah, that's the one, because the Oasis cover, isn't it?
That's the story. It is, yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah. And they had a selector disc over the road as well, which had all the football shirts up in as well.
And they've got Relentless Records, like the dance shop down there, so they've got a few down there.
Yeah, been a while, but they're still there, those shops, aren't they? So
yeah, they're still going. Yeah.
They've just opened the second one, I think, Sister Ray, up in Shoreditch or somewhere.
Yeah, they're opening more, yeah.
Vinyl only, for, you know, basically for hipsters. I'm going to say something.
With tote bags.
We've got vinyl out now. So.
Yeah, I have to admit, I hate vinyl. I cannot hear vinyl. It looks great. It's brilliant. But once you've got about 10,000 records, you can't really show them off because they just end up in crates. That's the problem. They're great when you've got about 100 of them and you can just leave them scattered all over your house. But otherwise, it's MP3. Why not?
Yeah, but they look fantastic. That's all that matters. They come with a download code nowadays. And
they do, yeah. They do.
I'm hanging it on your wall.
Yeah, I'm just feeling a little bit like my kids are telling me how music works these days, but I'm just getting a little bit nervous. But no, you're right. It's I don't know. It's not for me. It's for some people, you know. I mean, we haven't had a record player here in the studio for years and years, but people are starting to ask for it now and starting to bring vinyl down and that kind of thing. We're still resisting it anyway. We're still fairly 21st century. We're not quite going back yet. Okay, so Big Velvet Underground fans.
Yeah, massive.
Yeah, I
love that song, Sister Ray. It seems to go on for about 3 hours.
Yeah, it's kind of a... We probably won't, because we're on FM and we're live, we probably won't go into the subject matter of the song, but if you know the subject matter, it's a bit of a depressing old song, really, as well, isn't it?
Cool name, though.
Very
literary. Yeah, it's a good song. I mean, so Velvet Underground, what other bands influence? Obviously, like Stone Roses, because you nodded your approval when I put Stone Roses on a minute ago.
It's hard to say, because people go... Oh, whenever they like, oh, you're in a band. It's like, oh, what music do you play? Who do you sound like? And it's a question I kind of hate because the answer is always like, we sound like Sister Ray.
Right. Yeah.
Because I don't want to say, oh, we sound like this band or we sound like this band because we obviously want to be ourselves. But I mean, because the influences, I mean, could go on forever, couldn't we? Music we listen to.
Well, that's right. It's two distinct questions, though, isn't it? It's who you sound like. Great. We sound like ourselves.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
Who do you like? Who do you really like watching?
I like the Iron Monkeys a lot, but then obviously I don't know, the Kinks, older stuff as well.
Small Faces.
Yeah.
It's a very we can tell with the songs that you've written as well, and it's a very British sort of music, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's
That's what we're going for.
Probably the Libertines as well. Like.
Yeah, Libertines massively, and I mean bands like the Jam and the Libertines, they've got a beautiful way of kind of descripting English life, especially like growing up, and the lyrics are kind of like really observant, and I mean, and that's why bands like that never really clicked in America. So I mean, like bands like the Jam going to America and they're talking about like songs like This Entertainment and Man in the Corner Shop, and they're kind of talking about Woolworths and things like that. The Americans must listen and think, what the hell is this?
Well,
about?
It's kind of mundane, isn't the right word, but it's just everyday life, isn't it? There's no excitement, there's no heroes. It's just you're right. It's observing people, isn't it? In the Smithers shows and things like that. You know, we could go on about the Jam, which for a long time, which is a bit unfair on you because we got you in to talk about yourself. But no, you're absolutely right. It's a very British feel to it, isn't it? It's a very underdog kind of thing, and that's the kind of I guess that's the kind of thing you're going for in your writing as well, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of, I suppose. I don't think we've talked about definitely going that way, but it's just what it sounds like at the moment.
None of our lyrics are ever intentional, and we're never trying to kind of... I think it's just the moment, and we capture something in the moment, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever intend to write a song for a certain purpose. It just kind of comes out that way.
You've had a few singles out. You've played a couple of them today because we had Morning After Blues, which came out last year, I think. First one. And then you had a double A side as well, Take It Away and Happy Endings. And then this year you've had Rolling Over, which is a free download new single, which we talked about. And She Likes the Drama as well. So you've obviously been writing quite a bit. Is there any plans to turn it into a proper album and tour it?
That's the question, because I mean, as a bunch of lads that in your 20s that have to have money to live and whatnot, it's a bit hard. I mean, and I wouldn't want to put something out half done, if that makes sense. You want to wait for a label to get behind you and someone to believe in your music enough to put a bit of money behind you and record a proper album and do it properly, because I mean we could record ourselves and put an album out now, but I think we would be we wouldn't be doing justice to ourselves.
Yeah, you don't want to put out a sort of a unfinished three quarters, you know, because your expertise is obviously in writing the songs and playing the songs, and you need someone else to come along and sort of market and manage and direct it, really.
I think you'd like the time to like flesh out the ideas as well and
get it right,
go through different ones, and yeah.
And I mean, we love our songs. I mean, they're part of us, and we want to do them justice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you want to make sure that they're... Because, you know, well, you know, I mean, some bands get by. I mean, we've been playing demos from some bands for 4 or 5 years, and then well, 8 years in one case, and then the album comes out, and it's the same songs that they've been demoing over and over. Mm-hmm. So, but they're just polished, and they're ready for consumption. So there's nothing wrong with, I suppose, getting the songs out first time, as long as you're ready to sort of tear up what you did before and let someone guide you if that's what you want to do with it, really. But so is that something you're sort of actively looking for? You're trying to get management, you're trying to get some kind of mentoring, really?
Yeah, we've been in touch with a few managers lately. It's not something we're actively looking for, I mean, because I've always had the belief that if you're good enough, then it will happen eventually. So it's just about keep on doing what we're doing, keep on...
And you've got to get out there as well. You've got to put yourself in front of people all the time and get visible. Because you've got a few gigs coming up, haven't you? And,
yeah.
But you've had a few... you've had a lot of cancellations as well, is that right? You've been a bit unlucky this year.
Yeah.
We've had a few festivals cancel on us, unfortunately. But we'll keep going.
Yeah. That's because are you because I know that you're listed to play a couple of nice local festivals, one in Wigan and then one in Yorkshire. Are they still going ahead, or did they cancel?
Wigan one, is that
the Wigan one's still going ahead?
Yeah. Wigan Live.
Yes,
Wigan
exactly. Live. Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to branching up north.
Yeah,
got a great music scene up there. But the one in Yorkshire this weekend, which was Summer Jam, was unfortunately cancelled.
That was going to be with Reverend and the Makers and Bruce Foxton as well.
From the jam.
Yeah, it's a shame that. Yeah, what happened, do you know?
Lack of ticket sales.
How do we
speak for itself, really?
It's not easy putting festivals on. I mean, we have one in Brentwood, and the guy is very supportive. He's prepared to make a loss every year until it breaks even.
Yeah.
And some of the bands that you've played with as well, Mannequins that we were talking about earlier, and a few others, they're regulars on that particular festival. And Bruce Foxton was there last year as well. But it's not easy.
Well, I said to the lads, a lot of people put festivals on, but they don't realise you will make a loss. It's kind of not about that. First couple of years, it's just about people having a good time and coming back. Because I mean, I know when Glastonbury started, it was like 50 people in a field, and then it just builds and builds.
Yeah, I think the admission price was £1, and you could drink all the milk you wanted because it was that much of a farm festival at the time. But then they still had bands like T-Rex and things like that performing there. So yeah, that was a hell of a good use for £1, I would have thought. Yeah. So you have got some gigs coming up, and actually you've got a big announcement coming up. Is that right?
We have got one coming soon, and we haven't got an exact date yet. But that song, Not the Same Girl, we played today.
Yeah.
And a song we've put up as a demo called Take It or Leave It, we're going to release very soon. So
all right.
Keep your eyes out for that. There'll be an announcement made very soon.
So there's going to be.
Twitter.
Yeah, cool. So, and you got your gigs coming up as well. You've got, we talked about Sea Bright Arms, I think you're playing there, is that right?
That one's been cancelled.
Oh, dear.
Because, unfortunately, the headline acts are no longer with us anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Oh, well, can we mention that? Mannequins, we think, this is exclusive news because we're big supporters of Mannequins on Phoenix FM, and we don't know whether they've split or whether they're just regrouping or taking a sabbatical, but they pulled out of the gig, didn't they? And you're going to play with Victories as well, another local band. I think a Brentwood band, I think.
Yeah, they are Brentwood band.
Chris. So, that's a bit unlucky. I should have had a bingo card with all your gigs coming up and just tick off which ones you're doing still. I mean, you've got a couple of club nights. Are you doing the Yuck Indie Club? Is that still going?
Yep, that's going ahead. That's correct.
And and also a couple of Oxjam festivals. Is that right?
Yes.
Still going?
Yes, yeah, that's October time. We're playing Oxjam in Camden, and we've got Oxjam in Islington.
Oh, right, okay.
Up, so
do you know who else you're playing with?
Not yet. I don't think the lineup's been fully announced yet.
Right. But good cause. Have you done the Oxjams before?
Yeah, we've
twice, haven't we?
Twice.
We've done two,
In New Cross. So,
excellent.
Yeah, good calls.
Yeah.
Always a good night as well. So, yeah.
Brilliant, okay. I mean, any good memories of any gigs that you've played live? Any, you know, we talked about the disasters and gigs being cancelled. Have you got any particular favourites?
Some are good.
I think the
Oxon's got to be the best.
Queen Oxon, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oxon, yeah. Good venue, yeah.
When we played that and the first night of the World Cup was like really good. So though England lost, but it was like a lot.
Did you expect anything else?
No.
And the promoters who run it, This Feeling, are brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. And they've always got a good night. It's always rammed in there. I mean, it's always a top crowd. We've played from three times now.
Oh, right.
And they've probably been the three of the best gigs we've played.
Good DJ sets after.
Good DJs, good lineup.
Good crowd as well. Yeah, they're getting into it. They're not one of these crowds who just turn their back and just go on their phones and talk to each other.
And they know what they're expecting when they go to This Feeling nights.
Yeah.
We've met a few celebrities on these nights as well.
Oh, right. Who you met?
Tude from Soccer M's DJed. Rocket from Soccer AM. Devlin from Soccer AM.
So basically it's Soccer AM.
Soccer AM.
Yeah, we had Brian Nash from Frankie Goes to Hollywood was at
one. Oh, wow.
He was at
80s legend.
Yeah, we went backstage and he was there and I was like... Oh.
Did you recognise him or did he have a name badge on? Because I wouldn't have recognised him. It's been a while since I've seen him.
No, we didn't.
Brian Nash.
He didn't have a Frankie Says t-shirt on.
No, funnily enough, no.
And we've met the Magic Mod as well.
Magic Mod.
Magic Mod.
Brilliant.
The Magic Mod.
Oh, he's a magician.
He's a magician, the Magic Mod. He's got. He's been on Sky and ITV. He's getting quite famous now. But, I mean, he done this magic trick on my brother. He was like, pick a card. And he was like, oh, is this your card? And my brother was like, no, is this your card? No. I was like, oh, he's useless. All of a sudden, he's pulled my brother's card out of his mouth. And we're all standing around him, and he's got no sleeves on. And we're going...
And he was talking to us, like, in between it. So there's no way that card could have been in there.
In
my mouth. Real magic. Real magic.
Blew my mind. Because when you see it on the telly, you go, oh, that's fake. It's on TV. They can edit it.
When
you see it in real life, it's...
Oh, we'll have to get him in. Magic doesn't work on the radio. We've done it before, but we'll have to get him in all the same. Give him a couple of drinks, tell us how it's all done. So so some good gigs and hopefully some good gigs coming up.
Yeah.
So what do you think the rest of the year's got in store for you? And next year, of course, because year's nearly over, isn't it? Summer's over.
Next year we hope to tour, I think. Go branch out of London.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
proper tour, living in a bus for 2 weeks,
We've got a European booking agent on board now.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully in the new year we might branch out to Europe, maybe do a stint France, Belgium, Holland.
Do you get any vibe from what you're doing online that you might think one country more than another might go for what you're doing?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about the internet and Twitter, which couldn't have happened, say, in the 90s, where we put a song out and then it's played around the world. I mean, there's radio stations picking us everywhere. France, we get played a lot in France. We've got a few fans from Colombia, madly, Korea. We get fans from all over tweeting us and Facebooking us. And
brilliant.
So, yeah.
So it could be anywhere. Could be a long tour. Could be all around the world.
France could be good. I mean, that's a local and... Fairly local.
Local.
So
local.
I don't know about going over to Colombia just yet.
Yeah, France is relatively safe, I think. I'm not sure about Colombia. But, South America, though, they do go for British music quite a lot. So if people want to get hold of you and they want to find out more, where can they find you? What's the best way? On the web?
Well, the website is sisteray.com.
Okay, we should point out Sister A is one R, isn't it?
One
or one word.
Everyone's
one R.
It with a two R.
Right. That's not good. They'll end up with a record shop if they do that.
They do. Yeah. It's funny because people have released stuff in the Sister Ray record shop and said, our record's now out at Sister Ray, but tweeted us. And I was like,
oh, nice.
We didn't do that. We didn't release that.
every little helps.
Our Twitter views, just or our website views, just shot.
Yeah,
because everyone was trying to find a record store.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, and we also got Facebook and SoundCloud and
Twitter,
YouTube and everything.
News,
yeah, Twitter. You're Sister Ray 1 on Twitter.
That's right.
And Facebook is Sister Ray.
Sister Ray Music. LDN.
That's it, Sister A Music LDN. Brilliant. Okay, well, hopefully we'll be hearing more of you. Keep in touch about how things are going as well. It'd be great to hear the new songs when they come out, as they come out. So, like I say, Noel and Dan and Michael, thank you very much for coming down. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And,
absolute pleasure.
Look forward to coming down another time. Cheers.
Thank you very much.